You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan State University says it is entering a new era, one with greater transparency and accountability. John Engler is out as interim president. A new healing fund for survivors is in the works. But the school is still refusing to hand over about 6,000 internal documents to special investigators, which is ironic because these are the same investigators the school actually invited to come dig into the Nassar case last year. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells is looking into this. Kate, what is the school saying about why these documents need to stay secret?
Two words, insurance litigation, which are the world's least sexy words. But stay with me on this because it gets interesting, I promise. So basically, you have to go back to this past summer when MSU settles for $500 million with the Larry Nassar survivors.
Michigan State University will pay $500 million to settle claims from survivors of the biggest sex assault case in sports history. 332 women sued Michigan State for allegedly ignoring complaints about disgraced former doctor Larry Nassar.
So $500 million is obviously a lot of money, and everybody's asking, where is MSU going to get this money? And what they do is they turn around and sue their insurance carriers.
Michigan State is suing its insurance carriers to get them to pay claims related to the Larry Nassar scandal.
So in this lawsuit, Michigan State is essentially saying to its insurance carriers, hey, we are waiting for you to pay us. We have bought policies with you that is supposed to cover stuff like this, sexual assault cases. You haven't paid us our money. It's time to pay up.
So MSU actually has insurance for stuff like sexual assaults. Is that normal?
You know, it's actually becoming increasingly common, not only for universities, but for businesses, you know, kind of the post-Me Too movement. But for universities, it actually makes a lot of sense. They looked at the Penn State Jerry Sandusky case, where the university paid out millions of dollars to victims. And this is the kind of thing that now some universities like MSU just carry for instances like this.
But there are some loopholes.
Yeah, there are two loopholes in MSU's sexual assault insurance policies, the fine print. Loophole number one, if a school leader or mandatory reporter knew about Larry Nassar's sexual abuse but did not report it to the, quote, proper authorities, then the insurance carrier is off the hook. They do not have to pay MSU a dime for the Larry Nassar legal cost. Loophole number two, if the school knew about Larry Nassar's sexual molestation, but they didn't tell the insurance carrier right away, essentially give them a heads up of like, hey, guys, we may have an issue coming up here, then same thing. The insurance carrier, once again, does not have to pay MSU.
Which kind of sounds like what happened at Penn State. The school settled with victims and then duked it out with its insurance carriers, who also didn't want to pay all the Sandusky-related legal bills.
Exactly. And these fights can get really nasty. We saw in the Penn State case that actually some of the most damning information didn't just come out of like Jerry Sandusky's criminal hearing. It came out of these like total brawls of this insurance litigation. Insurance companies can depose people. They can call them in and have them testify under oath. You know, nobody wants to pay all this money, and it becomes a real fight to the death here.
So that's where these 6,000 internal documents come in, ones MSU doesn't want to turn over to investigators?
Right. And it's not just that it's any investigators here. The irony, as you mentioned, is that these are the investigators that last year MSU trustee said, please come in and investigate us. This is the only way we're all going to heal as a community and move forward, and we will cooperate fully. But then we saw at the end of that year that the attorney general's special investigator said that absolutely did not happen, that MSU didn't cooperate in terms of what they were hoping to get. MSU turned over a ton of documents to the special investigator. But the special investigator's office says we'll never be able to know what really happened here, what really happened with Larry Nassar, unless we can see everything.
So you talked to Trustee Dan Kelly.
I did. I talked to him after one of the board meetings last month, and I basically said, look, the AG's office is really mad. Why aren't you guys releasing these?
First of all, when we assert the attorney-client privilege, it's with regard to the opinions of the attorneys. It's not with regard to the factual basis. We turned over the factual documentation. We certainly turned over all of our digital information.
Basically, Kelly is using legalese here to say, hey, these 6,000 documents are, you know, just opinions back and forth between us and our lawyers. This has nothing to do with the actual Nassar case. And so then I asked him, you know, if there's no smoking gun here, then why not just go ahead and release them?
Well, when we're suing, we're in litigation with an insurance company. I don't believe the insurance company is entitled to the legal opinions of our attorneys. I don't believe they are.
And here we are. We're back full circle at the insurance lawsuit.
Which MSU could lose if the insurers find out they covered up Larry Nassar's abuse?
Which is what's so frustrating here is that, you know, you can understand where Kelly is coming from, where he's saying, we don't want to give the insurance folks all of this information here from our attorneys. But on the other hand, the thing that could make them potentially lose the lawsuit is really a smoking gun if they are covering something up here. I also talked about that to one of the new trustees, Kelly Tebay. She was just elected. And she says, yeah, you know, MSU needs some real transparency.
There is a group of people that are ready to be like, we're done with this. There's no reason to hide. And, you know, if it's going to make us look bad, you know, we will grow from this, though. We'll learn from this and we can move forward.
But on the other hand, let's just say these documents aren't actually covering anything up. No smoking gun here. Instead, maybe the documents are just a bunch of legal strategy and they don't want insurers to have a leg up. Or let's say there's evidence that some MSU administrator didn't immediately tell its insurance carriers about Nassar's abuse. Is that worth the school losing $500 million in this lawsuit?
Right. And that is the conundrum that these trustees are essentially facing. Do we be completely transparent and possibly risk losing $500 million? I talked about that to one of the other new trustees, Brianna Scott.
We were to be excluded based on some exclusionary requirements that MSU maybe didn't do or people that they needed to contact at a certain time or little tiny little technicalities like that. If we lose $500 million because of things like that, we have to weigh whether or not that's worth it.
So bottom line, MSU has 6,000 internal documents it will not give Nassar investigators. Without them, as you say, we're never going to really know what happened and whether there was a cover-up. But on the other hand, maybe the documents don't have any kind of smoking gun.
And that's something that these trustees are going to have to figure out. We know that one of two things is going to happen. One, either survivors are going to keep up the pressure on trustees and say, you have to release these documents. Let's see if that actually happens. But number two, we know that for a fact, the insurance litigation is going to go forward. And that will be fascinating to watch to see what comes out of that, whether or not the trustees do release these documents.
Michigan Radio's Kate Wells. As always, Kate, thank you for breaking this all down for us.
Thanks, Cindy.